Paula Caproni. She's going to tell you about her course in professional development. If we got the title right, it's changed sometimes.
Yep, Pathways. Okay. Hi, I'm Paula Caproni. I've been teaching the course, Public Policy 735, Pathways to Professional Success, for 7 years now. I teach it twice, once in the fall, once in the winter. And the whole point of the course is, everybody here, you got into this school, University of Michigan, great technical skills, great analytic skills. You know how to do that work. And everybody in here, we all have wonderful personalities, right? Right? We have those little lovable quirks, all those things. But that's what you come into this course with. What this course is about is one of the things we know about successful people, however you define success. The way I do it is, do you get results that matter to the organizations that you join, right? Are you getting the career success that you want, however you define it, whether it's promotion, salary, work-life balance, retiring early, having job choice, being able to switch careers, take some time off the career to do something else and then get back on. However you define success, are you doing the kinds of things that will help you get the career success that you desire, and also the kind of quality of life that you want? Health, happiness, taking care of the people you love, spending time with them and your communities, right? So results, career, the good life. So the things that predict your success in school do not predict those three things. How much of your success is predicted by your IQ, for example? How many people say 75% or above? 50% or above? Okay, 25% to 49%. Below 25%, that's it. It's about 9%. It's about 9%. That's the research of Robert Sternberg. Somewhat debatable, but you get the point. There's good research on that, but you get the point. This class is about the other things that predict success, such as, do you know how your style, strengths, weaknesses, and how you're perceived by others help other people or hinder them from doing their work? Right? The things that are lovable about you may not be the things that help other people get their work done. Do you know the 6 universal forms of influence that work regardless of what culture you're from? Right? Do you know the 12 things that employees need from their bosses to do their best work that they'll need from you someday? Right? And it predicts productivity, profitability, client satisfaction, right, and turnover. So it's that kind of. Do you know what predicts happiness? Do you know the number one predictor of longevity? Right? Well, those are the kinds of things that we talk about in this class. You get the answer to those, all very research-based. Research is great because it's not someone sitting on the beach saying, well, I'll tell you what I think leads to a long life, or I'll tell you what I think brings out the best in a team. Right? This is usually, just about everything in this course is based on 20 to 30 years of really good research. And yet, I teach in a very practical way. It's all about you and the difference you want to make in the world, and the kind of life you want to lead and leave, now and forever. That's the course. I hope to see you in it. We meet on 2 full days in January. I can't remember the exact dates now. 2 Fridays, 8:30 to 2:30, full day, because we get in this flow rather than coming, going. It's a lot of activities, videos, self-assessments, a simulation or two. Right? So that's what we do, and my goal for the course is that you have the kind of life that you want and that you deserve. I just ran in, can you tell? I just ran. I teach primarily at the business school, and I'm the director of the full-time MBA program and a member of the faculty here, but also the management and organizations faculty at the Ross School of Business. And I love teaching in both places. Thank you.